You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. I'm excited. My Northwestern Wildcats beat Purdue. We now have a winning record. Tony Kornheiser, that's great. How'd your Bears do? They have a winning record?
We helped cover those high draft picks coming in the spring of 24. We're still at the top of the board.
Have you told everybody it was your birthday yesterday? Have we celebrated your birthday? Did you mention that you ran into John Travolta in Los Angeles?
No. Nobody knows. You know, we're old. Travolta's older than me. Man, just old.
John Travolta.
Yeah.
Vinny Barbarino, right?
Vinny Barbarino.
Did I just lose the entire audience
except
on that?
Except the two
Welcome
of us.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Lions win late. Brandon Staley is defiant, and Michigan scrapes by Maryland. But we begin today with three notable wins in the AFC yesterday. The Browns beat the Steelers behind rookie quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who I think the kids call DTR. The Broncos edged the Vikings, putting an end to Josh Dobbs' magic, and the Bills, with new offensive coordinator Joe Brady, pounced on the Jets. So, Wilbon, which one was most significant to you?
Please, the Buffalo Jets, get that all New York State, get that off the board. Now we can deal with other things. When the Denver Broncos were sealing that victory yesterday, I texted you. You want to tell people what the text said?
No, the only text that I remember you giving me yesterday was the Bears aren't going to win.
Well, that was that one.
That was.
But you forgot that was, one. It was Bears. Late. It was. Oh, because you were asleep.
You said let Russ cook.
Let Russ cook, baby. Huh? Okay.
Right.
So the people out there that had Russ being like literally in a pine box last year this time and all the rest of the season. Figuratively. Let Russ cook. Russ is cooking.
Okay.
Denver, you had Denver getting back to 500? No, you didn't have Denver getting back to 500. And you thought Russ was on the scrap heap, that he'd be third string by now. And they won that game. And he looked pretty good.
Do you pay attention to this show? Do you pay attention to this show ever?
Sometimes.
Do you realize that last week I sat here and said I owed an apology to Sean Payton and Russell Wilson?
Yeah, one
that
more.
That they're pros. And they've turned the course around.
Yeah.
Okay, my answer is more complicated than yours.
Why?
I don't trust Cleveland's offense at all.
I hear
which
that.
Which is why I sat here last week and I talked about the Cleveland-Pittsburgh game and I said, bet the under, kids. It's 13-10. I believe I had that right.
Yes.
Now, they have a great defense, but I don't trust their offense. I don't trust that DTR is going to win a bunch in a row. Josh Dobbs won two and it ended there. So I don't have a feel for them, for Cleveland. In terms of the Broncos, I don't trust them just for this reason. And I'm giving credit to Peyton and to Russell Wilson. When you have to come back late and win at home, you know, by 1 point, it doesn't give you all the confidence in the world. So my default position is Buffalo because of this, Mike.
Buffalo.
It doesn't matter that they held. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, in the larger scheme of things, Buffalo had the greatest win. It doesn't matter that they held the Jets to 6 because the Jets have no offense and they don't have NFL quarterbacks. They don't. That's why they just
they
sat
beat a
Zach
Division
Wilson
two
down.
Team. They beat
it's,
a division.
It's
they beat a
good.
Homecoming opponent.
Well,
what?
Be fair. They had 32 points against what is considered a very good defense. Now, my hesitation with Buffalo is their next three games at Philly, at Kansas City, and Dallas.
Probably
they have to win at least one of them for me to believe they're okay.
0-3.
But they have a stronger play towards the playoffs than the other two teams,
yesterday,
which is why I believe
please,
in that game.
That game. Oh, my goodness. Let's move to the NFC, please.
This is your geographical prejudice. If anything
yes,
has
is.
New York
yes,
on it,
I just admit
you don't
to
want it.
You I-95
yeah.
people don't admit to yours. And now I'm going to deal with mine. Because the Lions
most
came
people
back
in I-95
to
like
win
it.
A game they appeared destined to lose. The Bears went up 26-14 late in the fourth quarter, just when I texted you. But the Lions scored 17 in the last 3 minutes and 6 seconds and won to move to 8-2. Jared Goff said of the comeback win, quote, it's the sign of a good team, close quote. Tone, did that win make you believe more or less in the Detroit Lions?
So I don't want to go overboard here because I will tell you it doesn't fill me with confidence that they won that game. But, and there's always a but, this is the second straight game that they have been involved in very close, very late, that they have won. They beat the Chargers a week ago. They beat the Bears yesterday. A mediocre team and a bad team, and I recognize that. But if you're going to be a good team, you have to eke out close wins. And that's what they could have lost. And they won the game. Jared Goff in the last 5 or 6 minutes was great. Before that, awful. He had 3 interceptions. You can't win throwing 3 interceptions. But in the last few minutes, he went 9 for 11, 106 yards, led his team to 2 touchdowns, and then got a 2-point conversion. So, Mike, the lesson is if you're only going to be good for 5 or 6 minutes, make it the 5 or 6 minutes in the fourth quarter when you need to.
I agree with that, but I like how you went the other way because you just downgraded somebody in the previous conversation for winning close at home at the end. You just downgraded that team, but it's okay for the Lions.
Glad you noticed.
Yeah, I do pay attention to this show, actually. Tony, Detroit did what it needed to do yesterday, and like you, I think there's value in that. Yeah. The value in me for the Bears, just as a quick aside, is that we keep the draft position. We like that. And Justin Fields played great. So all the people that want to say how we should draft a quarterback who I want to smack upside the head, and we're one of the worst coach teams in the league, if not the worst coach team. And so Detroit, which is a well-coached team, took advantage of that, of a coach, a defensive coach, saying to his offense, let's just run the ball into the line 3 straight times and give up possession and let Jared Goff off the hook. So I don't believe in Detroit less because of it. I don't think Detroit's as good as Philadelphia or San Francisco, and I'm not sure about Dallas. But they're going to win their division easily, right? And they're going to get challenged soon. Those teams are going to come back.
You know this from the Chicago Bulls with Michael Jordan. The only way to build a good team is to win games like this that you're supposed
to
win.
You win first, not lose. You get good later. That's the way it
goes.
That's
right. Yep. We move on. Brandon Staley, who's one of your favorites, the Chargers coach who loves to go for it on fourth down, found himself on a hot seat yesterday after the Chargers lost to the Packers late and close. Staley was asked if he'd consider making changes to his defense, and this is exactly what he said.
I have full confidence, like I've told you, and like I've told you from the beginning, I have full confidence in our way of playing. Full confidence in myself as the play caller, in the way that we teach, in the way that we scheme. Full confidence in that. We got to bring this group together and do it consistently, okay? And that's where it's at. So you can stop asking that question, okay? I'm going to be calling the defenses, okay? So we're clear. So you don't have to ask that again.
Wilbon, what does Staley's defiance say to you?
I wouldn't ask him again. If you and I were writing columns in that town, we wouldn't ask him a damn thing. We would say, somebody come and take this dude out the corner office. He wants to be a fool. He's part of the problem of what I identify to you every year. So many bad coaches in the NFL now relative to 30 years ago when I go through the standings and say, this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, I don't want him. I wouldn't ask Brandon Staley, Jack, fire him. He needs to go. If the San Diego Chargers want to be as institutionally inadequate as they've been for everybody except for essentially Bobby Ross, then let him keep giving his defiant answer. And they would be fools for having a fool.
Yeah, so everybody pretty much is on the same page that Staley could lose his job.
Yeah,
they were a playoff team last year. They have a very expensive and very talented quarterback in Justin
Wasting
Herbert.
Wasting his
time. 4-6 at the moment.
Yeah.
And 5 of those 6 games have been lost by 3 points or less. And no one else in the NFL has lost games by 3 points or less more than 2. So it's not a great resume. And it's exactly why people wonder if Bill Belichick is going to coach there next year. Yeah. I understand his defiance, Mike, in this regard. He was a defensive coordinator for the Rams before he got this job. And the Rams had the best defense in the league. He's probably shocked that this is happening. And the last thing he wants is a sports writer criticizing him and saying, you don't know what you're doing. And we've been on the other end of that, you and I, so we know what that's like. But to be fair, just a little bit, the Chargers dropped wide open passes yesterday. Brandon Herbert put it right on them, right?
Yeah, and a couple of times,
Justin Herbert. Why did I say Brandon?
Justin Herbert.
And so I thought they should have won easily. I did. And he'll probably lose his job. And your boy in Chicago probably. And Ron Rivera probably. And Arthur Smith maybe. And maybe others.
There's lots.
Right?
Lots.
Maybe Mike Vrabel.
Let's take a break. Eight gigs open. Yeah.
Coming up. Why is my chair lower today than before? Should a close win over Maryland make us downgrade Michigan? Like, I feel I'm sinking. It's enough to be shrinking. Why do I have to be sinking as well?
Maybe we're both shrinking. What should the committee do with Florida State after that season-ending injury to their quarterback, Jordan Travis? It's
Justin
so many
Herbert,
coaches
Brandon
who think they've got these God complexes. And
Norm
it's like, dude,
Turner.
The only complex you should be Bobby out of
Ross.
Is the one you've got in office.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Bullet Frontier Whiskey. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Bullet, part of Happy Hour.
Time to find out what's consuming our consumers. Let me see what's first.
Mail time!
Here we go. Did Michigan's close win over Maryland make you question whether the Wolverines are still better than Ohio State?
No. I mean, that was as close to a trap game as you can get in a conference, because most of us don't even consider Maryland in our conference. And I would say Michigan people will probably feel that way, too. It's a trap game. That was on the road. They're going back home, where Jim Harbaugh, from whatever bully pulpit he wants to use, will rally his troops like some evangelist. That's what he will do. That's what the Michigan people will do all week, because they're playing the school from down south in Ohio State, and it's at home in Ann Arbor, Tony. No, I'm not going to say that one result has anything to do with the other. I expected Michigan to win. They did. I didn't expect it to be quite that close. Okay, but this is the game that they're pointing to. This is the game they have to win to get into the college football playoff, and they can lose it, but it won't have anything to do with what happened Saturday in College Park, Maryland.
What I find interesting is the wording of the question, still better than Ohio State. Ohio State has been ranked above them all year. I don't know where it's still better. What I like most about it is it's aimed directly at you, because you sat on this set last week and with great confidence, you said Michigan will beat Ohio State in Ann Arbor.
Yes.
And I rolled my eyes.
Yes, you did.
Because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. And now that I see the Maryland result, which is a lot closer than I thought it was going to be, I am even less sure. It is possible, Mike, that Ryan Day is coaching for his job, because if he loses this, that's three in a row to Michigan, and you don't know what's going to happen. But he's coaching, Mike. He's going to be out there. I don't know where Harbaugh's going to be physically, but it ain't going to be on the sidelines. And so I have fear that Michigan is not going to win this game because they don't have their head coach right there, and the other team does.
Yeah.
I don't have any confidence in Michigan. It'd be nice to see a win. I don't think it'll happen.
I think the closeness of the Maryland loss will put Michigan into a tension mode immediately, meaning yesterday. I think that will help them. You know, that helps players listen. See. They don't want to listen to coaches when they – if they had run over Maryland 50-14, as might have been the case.
They would not listen.
They wouldn't be listening at all.
That's right.
The Michigan coaches, starting with Harbaugh, have their attention right now, and that's going to matter.
I got another one here. Where does the injury to quarterback Jordan Travis leave Florida State?
Well, Tony, it depends on what, again, the committee. It leaves them – look, they're going to be in fourth or fifth, and they're the same. That's the same. Fourth or fifth, it doesn't matter. We just talked about Michigan, Ohio State. One of them is going to lose.
That's right.
That team will not be undefeated. And so, you know, if Florida State still is and if Washington still is, 4-5, they're going to rise. They're going to inch up. And both of them will be in the top four. So it doesn't matter where it leaves them. Although, like the basketball committees do when they seed for the NCAA tournament, they do take injuries and absences into account and they downgrade. I don't know whether this committee, the College Football Playoff Committee, will follow suit, but it doesn't matter ultimately. It just doesn't.
I think that it leaves Florida State exactly where they were, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, 4 hours ago, and 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're undefeated, and they're in fourth. Now, I think Washington should have passed them last week. I certainly think they will this week because they beat Oregon State, a ranked team, at Oregon State.
They should.
But let us be clear, and you and I agree on this, obviously. If Florida State finishes the year unbeaten, they're going to the playoffs. If they beat Florida and then they beat a 10-1 Louisville team in the ACC championship, they're going to be 13-0 and they're going to the playoffs.
That's right.
So what they're asking is they're asking a backup quarterback to win two games. Josh Dobbs just won two games. It can be done. DTR just won one.
More likely
it's doable.
In college, yeah.
Cardale Jones won a national championship. It's doable, but people should not be confused here. If you're 13-0 from a major conference, you're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going.
Because one of the Big Ten teams is dropping.
And they would deserve to go, Tony. And that's a tough game they would have against Louisville.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. And if they lose it, they're out. It's that simple. Win, you're in. Lose, you're out. Enough email. Let's take one last break. Still to come. Who should be favored in tonight's Super Bowl rematch between the Chiefs and the Eagles?
And after beating the Buccaneers, are the Niners fully back? I don't care about the odds makers tonight. The game matters, not the odds makers. They don't matter. Don't care.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Bullet Frontier Whiskey. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 54th birthday, Dabo Swinney. Maybe Dabo owes Tyler from Spartanburg a phone call. Tyler called Dabo and Dabo's radio show and questioned why Clemson was paying him so much money for going 4-4 to that point. Tyler got an earful of abuse from Dabo for his effort. But since then, Clemson is 3-0, having beaten ranked Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and ranked North Carolina. They're 7-4. They'll be 8-4 if they beat South Carolina at the end of the month. Still, it's odd to see Clemson neither ranked nor in the ACC championship game. Dabo has made the national championship game four times since 2015. Yeah. He's won two of them, both over Alabama in 2016 and 2018, while losing once to Alabama and once to LSU.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, Tony, if Dabo makes any small changes or substantive ones, including something with the transfer portal and what it is that he believes or doesn't believe. It'll be interesting to see how he goes ahead from here after that last game left and a bowl game.
I would certainly think that he has learned the transfer portal lesson. I would think so. Happy anniversary, A.C. Green. On this day 26 years ago, while with the Mavericks, Green set the NBA record with 907 consecutive games played. Green continued playing every game until he retired with 1,192. Green's streak began in 1986, continued through three championships with the Lakers, and ended in 2001. Green missed only eight games in his career. Zion Williamson misses that many every month. In this era of load management, Green's number would seem to be unreachable. Mikal Bridges of the Nets is the current active leader with 405. And even if you factor in Bridges' 39 postseason games, his eight FIBA World Cup games, 116 in a row at Villanova, and his senior year in high school, Bridges' personal streak is just near 600.
And now everybody's too cool for school. Guys don't want to play 82. They want not to play 82 and look at somebody who plays 82 and thinks, well, what's wrong with him? Good for Bridges. Yeah. I know you got to trade and get Kevin Durant. I got that. But, man, as somebody who roots and cares about the Phoenix Suns, I didn't want to see Bridges go, Tony. He's a great player, and he's out there every damn night.
Wilt Chamberlain played every game and every minute of every game. Every minute. Happy trails to James Madison's unbeaten record. JMU's winning streak this season ended at 10 when giant killer Appalachian State beat the Dukes in overtime at James Madison on Saturday. So maybe now the bleeding about James Madison getting into a big bowl game will mercifully end. It's understandable when students do it. It's far less tasteful when the Virginia legislator and the attorney general threatened to sue. James Madison knows the rule. Like all 1AA schools transitioning, it has a two-year postseason ban. The NCAA has repeatedly turned down JMU's request for a waiver. But even if a major bowl game is unlikely because of this loss, JMU can still get into a minor bowl if there are not enough qualified 1A teams.
There's a bunch of bogus teams that are going to be in bowl games. It's unconscionable of you, or it should be, to prioritize the Virginia legislature over rooting for James Madison. I guess they're just too far a few miles west off the beaten path of I-95. You should be rooting for that team and that school and give a damn about the Virginia legislature.
Okay, so let's understand something. The rule has been out there for X amount of years. Everybody who signs up knows you have to wait a certain amount of time.
So change.
I understand when you have a great team that your students want this to happen.
Yes.
They were at game day. There was a million students out there.
Yeah,
the legislature should have more important things to do than threaten to sue
who
the
cares
NCAA.
Cares about
that's
the
just
legislature.
Ridiculous.
Nobody cares about them.
Well, you would
I've
care.
I voted
if
in
you
that state. I lived
the
there,
larger view.
And I don't care about them.
You don't live there now. You live in 27 other places, but you don't live there now.
Not anymore.
We're running out of show when we go to the Big Finish.
Let's do it.
Jerry Jones will finally induct Jimmy Johnson into the Cowboys Ring of Honor on December 30th. Is that a big deal?
Jimmy Johnson should have been in this thing 30 years ago, and he should stand up Jerry Jones. He should just not show that and send him a text or a TikTok. That would be fitting. Brock Purdy finished with a perfect passer rating of 158.3. Niners went over Bucks. Niners fully back.
Well, let's see Thursday night when they're at Seattle.
Okay.
They win that
That's
one, I'll
fair.
Say yes. Women's hoops. Texas Southern at LSU tonight. You intrigued?
Yes, sir. All the drama around that LSU program, from social media to Angel Reese. I mean, come on now. I'm watching that. Eagles at Chiefs tonight. Split screen. Who you got?
I got the over on the over-under number of four shots of Taylor Swift with the Kelsey's mom and his brother's mom. Last one.
Over.
North Carolina, 23-year-old head coach Aaron Mattson beat your school, Northwestern, for the NCAA Field Hockey Championship. Your thoughts?
Congratulations to them. Overtime, I mean, we've been in the finals three straight years. I'll take that. Let's do it again next year. Tar Heels and Wildcats.
We're out of time. Try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow night.